Hello, coaches and basketball enthusiasts. Welcome to the Coach Carvalho Podcast, the podcast that explores the world of statistically based basketball strategies and bold training methods. I'm Coach Carvalho, your host, and in today's episode, we are going to explore the importance of timeless defensive concepts in today's basketball analytical era. As a firm believer in the power of a strong defense to secure championships, today's episode will examine some of the timeless defensive concepts that are often overlooked but have stood the test of time. In basketball, the key to victory lies in employing a defensive system that limits the opponent's shot attempts and possession time, with the goal of minimizing the opponent's offensive efficiency. From my observations and analysis of current basketball trends, I have noticed a troubling shift towards prioritizing the three-point shot and offensive tactics over fundamental defensive principles. Drawing from these observations, I will now list some of the often overlooked defensive principles and concepts. Principle 1. Pressuring opposing guards. Teams fail to apply pressure on opposing guards, allowing them to dictate the game's flow and maintain offensive balance. Principle 2, denying the ball to scorers. Defensive strategies neglect the importance of denying the ball to the opposing team's top scorers to reduce their offensive touches, shot attempts, and point production. Principle 3, preventing penetrating passes. Defensive efforts are not aimed at denying penetrating passes from the point or wing to the post, allowing easy access to high percentage scoring opportunities inside the lane. Principle 4, reactive pick and roll defense. Traditional pick and roll defenses like hedging, going under and over the screen, and switching are being favored over disruptive strategies like trapping to limit the offense effectiveness. Principle 5, limiting ball movement. Defensive structures fail to cut off passing lanes and dribble penetration to prevent easy ball reversal and offensive flow. I am from the old school that when the ball was influenced to one of the sides, it died there. Efforts would be made to not allow reversal of the ball to the other side. Principle 6, optimizing help side defense. Defensive players often sag too deep in the lane, leaving the three-point shot open and unguarded. Principle 7, strategic trapping. Trapping the post and top scorers are not executed effectively, allowing the trapped player to read the game and exploit the trap vulnerabilities. Principle 8, transition defense. Defensive positioning in transition fails to effectively guard against three-point shooters, especially when teams still use the tandem position when back to protect the basket, leaving offensive players at the wing open for uncontested three-pointers. Also, when defending the post in transition situations, defenders in transition should actively jam, block, and impede opposing post players from establishing favorable positions inside the lane. These overlooked defensive principles highlight the need for a return to fundamental strategies that can continue to withstand the test of time and lead to championship success. Coaches, in this era of analytics-driven decision-making, it is imperative to embrace and base your defensive strategies on solid mathematical goals and logical reasoning And that is what I refer to as the law of logic. By incorporating statistically driven tactics into your coaching arsenal, you can level the playing field and outsmart your opponents with strategic intelligence. As someone who comes from the traditional school of basketball, I firmly believe in the timeless wisdom that offense can secure wins, but it is a strong defense that clinches championships. The defensive fundamental principles discussed in this episode remain relevant in today's basketball, particularly when examined through an analytical and logical perspective. Coaches, if you are eager to elevate your statistically driven coaching skills and implement advanced defensive strategies with your team, I am excited to offer online coaching clinics that provide personalized guidance and support. Our clinics are designed to bring fresh excitement to your coaching style and help you lead your team to new heights of performance. Don't miss this exclusive opportunity and register on Coach Carvalho's online coaching clinics today and embark on a journey towards defensive mastery in today's basketball. Well, that wraps up today's episode. If you found today's episode insightful, please show your support by leaving your likes and comments on our podcast website. Your feedback helps us to continue bringing you valuable content, and your engagement is vital in attracting on-site advertisements. Remember that you can access our podcast on various platforms, including TuneIn, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. Just search for Coach Carvalho Podcast to catch up on all of our published episodes. Coaches, I look forward to having you as our guest on our next episode. Remember that defense is the key to success in basketball. Until next time, keep innovating and thinking outside the box to defy the status quo. This is Coach Carvalho signing off.